Tablet 7. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Genesis 1:8. Now, through the crudifying force, centripetal force in nature, or tamaguna, God could crudify these divided consciousnesses. Those in higher levels, by this process of crudification, would create the first two elements in the universe. The cruder ether and aerial gaseous factors, which are the most invisible factors in the manifested world, are called heaven. With this, the second period of the struggle was finished, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Genesis 1:9. Through this centripetal or crudifying force gathered together, by the use of the crudest consciousnesses, waters under the heaven, the solid factor, dry land, would be made. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. Genesis 1:10. God called the dry land earth, solid factor, and by crudifying, gathering together more sentient consciousnesses, waters, but still under the firmament, the liquid factors, seas, would be created. God was very pleased with this process. The luminous factor, heat, fire, also was created. But this element is almost an exception because it is in the break between the unseen and seen elements. That is why, although fire is the first visible element in the universe, it disappears as soon as it appears. It is the third element in nature and is crude enough to be seen, but subtle enough to disappear, dissolve, into the higher elements. It is the firmament. And God said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth. And it was so. Genesis 1:11. With the help of the centrifugal force, the opposite of the centripetal force, by loosening up the crudifying power of the static force, and by use of the five elements, the plants would be manifested. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Genesis 1:12. God planned the creation of the grass, herbs, and trees, and God was pleased with this plan. He created them in the ethereal stage, in his mind, and he saw and knew it was possible to create them in the physical state later. He would create them in a self-sustaining manner. They would continue the evolutionary process without interference. That is why, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And the evening and the morning were the third day. Genesis 1:13. The third period of the struggle was finished. And God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Genesis 1:14. Now God was planning to create the sun and the moon. He wanted to create them for signs, astrology, for navigation, etc., for dividing days from nights, for seasons, and for years. So the day and night which were mentioned before are different than these. God decided that the light in the sky, heaven, for recognizing day and night, etc., was necessary for the earth in this stage. Light is necessary for plants and life, so they were planned to be created. and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so, Genesis 1:15. These lights would be able to some degree to enlighten the humans about their conditions. They are lights, knowledge, in the firmament of the heaven, which give light, knowledge, upon the earth. By studying these lights, we can predict and understand the phases and their effects on our lives, and we can gain some knowledge from them environmentally or astrologically. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, Genesis 1:16. Therefore, God would create the sun, the moon, and the stars. They were necessary for the evolution of the creation. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, Genesis 1:17. He would put them in the sky to give their light, light as light and as knowledge, to the earth. Also, for growing grass and other life on earth and in the universe, these lights would be necessary. And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good, Genesis 1:18. They rule over the physical day and night, as well as reveal a limited knowledge day to humanity, astrologically or environmentally, and a limited ignorance, night, by our not understanding the knowledge they reveal to us. God was pleased with His creation. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day, Genesis 1:19. The fourth phase was finished. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven," Genesis 1:20. Then God planned to create creatures of the oceans and seas and the birds. Animal life started from the sea. The plants were necessary for animal life, but before the plants were created, the sun had to be formed. Plants needed sunshine. Here it is shown that all these verses are a sequence of planning for creation step by step. Each step is perfected with a new decision necessary for creation and its ultimate goal. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good, Genesis 1:21. God created animals of the waters and birds of the air, and God was pleased with them. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth," Genesis 1:22. God blessed them and wished them to be multiplied in the waters and on the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day, Genesis 1:23. The plan of the fifth phase of creation was finished. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind," and it was so, Genesis 1:24. Animal life on earth is considered here. Later on, God planned to create higher conscious animals such as cattle, and it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good, Genesis 1:25. God created these higher conscious animals in the ethereal state and was pleased with them.